from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What brought us was a phone call about a year and a half ago from a few of the residents that had petitioned the administration here at Buffalo for some more funds and was ignored. When I found out these guys were making $58,000 a year at the time, working 80 hours, like $14.60 an hour, I thought back at all the other contracts we've had. We have about 7,000 doctors nationwide that are a part of our union. And I say, these people need us. These people have no voice. They have the lowest salary in Western New York of any of the other comparable residencies. No healthcare benefits are poor, no retirement, no contingency funds or, you know, meal funds or anything on a side-by-side comparison, which, you know, I can give you this later, but it really sort of delineates how screwed up they are. And so I figured they needed a union. They agreed, and within 3 months, 830 residents voiced their support and formed a bargaining unit. That was a year ago. Now it's 1 year later. We're dealing with a multi-headed organization called the University of Buffalo Affiliated Hospitals, none of whom claim authority. They abdicate that authority to the UMRS, which is a management shell company. And basically, to cut to the chase, we've been dancing around the issues and the proposals and hearing, like, I don't have authority to give it to you. I have to go to Hospital A or B or Roswell or Kaleida. And so we had enough here. The reason we're here today is because we proposed very reasonable and modest salary increases that barely put us up to parity with the others. They have not provided any health care benefits. In fact, they did a bait and switch last year, whereby they changed healthcare policy without informing us, the union, their representative, that they were doing that. And now the poor residents coming in, the PGY1s, are faced with high premiums, high deductibles. Some of them paid thousands of dollars for their pregnancy cure, and they didn't count on this when they signed up for Buffalo. So we don't think that's fair. We filed an unfair labor practice with National Labor Relations Board, and that's why we're here today, because on Sunday we put our offer, which we think was very reasonable, out. Dr. Scheer, who is the dean, graduate medical education, has not been to the table in a year, and we're waiting for him. Well, we have enough waiting, okay? So this is frustration you're seeing behind it. And also, it's resolution, because our union is resolute here. We don't like exploiting doctors, which sounds like, well, they make a lot of money. These guys don't. They're making less than minimum wage. If you do the math, $14.60 an hour. For the stress they're under, like when I was a resident, it's the best of times, the worst of times. And we don't want any stressors to cause divorces, health problems, or even suicides, because the national suicide rate is highest amongst doctors. Residents form a large part of that. So in a nutshell, that's it.
Great.
Very well said.
Final question. What do you want people seeing this, normal folk, that see them on strike, what do you want them to take away from this?
Okay. Well, think about your own job, and think about the amount of effort you put in to your own job, and thinking about getting minimal raises, and I know everyone out there has experienced this, but think about the fact that they give health care out, they don't even got the same health care in their hospital that they're giving to other patients. Like, you know, if you're a Starbucks guy and you give them coffee, you can't drink the coffee. Or you're at a furniture store, you won't get a discount. It's like you're giving and you're not getting back. You're not appreciated. And you want a voice. So, you know, part of their ask is not only the money, but it's to have a voice to make a more efficient, successful system. And any organization that does it, like Boeing did many years ago, asked the people on the assembly floor how to build a plane. It accelerated the formation of these planes many fold. And if they listen to the residents how to deliver care, they'll be a better organization. And the residents will be happier.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.